one of the most calming and rejuvenating experiences in life is to spend time in the outdoors and nature. To walk through a woods, sit by a stream of flowing water, walk through the beauty of a flower garden or a flourishing farm field, look up into the heavens on a clear, dark night, or just to sit in your own backyard can be the most meaningful and refreshing time of the day. It is that time of escape into the wonders of God's creation, to watch the insect and animal kingdom, and to listen to their sounds, gives us a glimpse into the wonders of life, of which we are so much a part. Just the sheer beauty and wonder of it all brings with it an inner peace to our hectic and often chaotic world. You know, we can almost hear the ancient psalmist's words, "Know that the Lord is God, our Maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture." This past week, I was reminded of this in preparing to give a bus tour of the Battle of North Point. Since the first stop on the tour is Fort Howard, I drove there only to find that fort part is now closed to the public. But right next to it is a fairly new public park, Fort Howard Park. This park not only has a vantage point of looking out over the expanse of the bay, but also has some trails through the woods in order to get there. That Monday when I checked out this site was a hot afternoon in the 90s. In the shade of one of the wooded trails, I found the experience of being surrounded by nature. All of a sudden, the heat of the day was lost, and my mind found solace. Now, during the first part of the 20th century, this was an active fort, a part of the coastal artillery defenses. The area was most likely devoid of the woods, yielding to open grounds for the fort to function. But being abandoned for over 50 years or 60 years, this part of the fort was again taken over by the creative processes of nature, in which trees and underbrush flourished once more. This was also true with this wood on our property. For when it was a farm 70 years ago, the land was open fields, devoid of these trees and undergrowth. These are a visible example of the awe and wonder of God's creative process and how it renews itself. Nature reclaims what it once lost, and the ongoing story of life is told in a most visible way. Although we may try to destroy life in so many ways, it survives in spite of us. The tragedy of how mankind has evolved throughout history is that increasingly we have separated ourselves from the natural world around us. We have isolated ourselves from the wonders of nature and God's creation. At best, take brief moments in our lives to immerse ourselves in it through vacations and maybe some weekends. Our world has mainly become a concrete and asphalt world, which keeps us in a ghetto of our own making. Many people who live in our concrete ghettos have little or no relationship or exposure to God's gift of nature. I lived in the city, in the heart of it, I know. A patch of grass or a tree here and there are the limited experience. There have been some social scientists who have said that a part of the problem in today's urban society is that the inhabitants have been taken away from being able to actually get involved with the soil of the earth. They are devoid of seeing life spring forth from tilling the soil. Therefore, they have no respect of the very basics life, the very basic life in which they are meant to share. This then translates over into the basic value for the form of life. Thankfully, there is now a movement towards what is being called urban farming, in which plots of land in our cities are being reclaimed so that surrounding residents can have a garden to till and grow vegetables and flowers. And in our Lutheran church and the outreach, this is one of the programs that it has instilled. For the most part, the early results have proven positive in that people have responded to the initiative and find a real sense of joy and even accomplishment. But you know, for the most part, mankind has had little or no regards to the natural world and has given no second thought to destroying it in order to fill momentary desires. To say the least, there is little identification with the psalmist's words. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. In general, we have not chosen to even recognize the gift of the pasture, no less understanding that the pasture is the basic essence for life. We do not see ourselves as dependent sheep, but the ruler who is over and against that which gives the very essence of life, God the Father and Creator of life. It follows that there is very little understanding of these other words of the psalmist. Just listen. I will lift my eyes to the hills from where my help comes. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. In a society wherein the vast majority of people live in concrete ghettos of their own making, can there be any kind of understanding of the psalmist's words? Do we still have the ability to be able to see the awe and majesty of this creation and the creator of life itself? Have we become so smug about our own so-called accomplishments that we can no longer appreciate our relationship with this creation of life, no less taking any kind of responsibility in sharing our lives with it? It has become more and more evident that when we are isolated from this creation, we begin to deny our relationship with each other. The self and the satisfaction of selfish greed warp our perspective of life and how we live it. We fail to see the lessons of nature, in which the self is just not only for self-survival, but also is a part and parcel of the survival of all life. We are a part of that. It denies the fact that life is just not centered on one person, or one particular segment of life. This is the destruction of life, for life is centered on the totality of God's creation. Each segment or member of God's creation needs not only the others to exist, but needs to contribute to the welfare and promotion of life within the rest of creation. Without this mutual respect, this mutual interdependence and sharing of life, the creative order is unbalanced, creating the destabilization of life for all, and even chaos and destruction are the result. The downfall of mankind is when he decides that all of life is his for the taking. At this point, we must return to the psalmist's words. Know that the Lord is God, our maker, to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. The psalmist rightly tells us that we belong to God, which means that we are a vital part of all of his creation. We are a vital part of the gift of life, which we share with all creation. Even that bird that is singing right now, we are a part of that. To deny this is deny our very identity and our purpose for living. Right now, our society and the world are caught up in what seems to be a runaway truck, going faster and faster down a mountain towards certain disaster. The truck is being fueled by greed, by wealth, by power, and a disregard for life itself. There needs to be a speed ramp which can bring this out-of-control truck to a standstill. Perhaps the speed ramp is nature itself. Perhaps we need to stop into the woods, sit beside the stream of flowing water, spend time gazing into the dark night sky and the vastness of the universe. That is the time again to listen to these words of the psalmist. Be still and know that I am God. We need the perspective of not only seeing the very nature of God as its creator, but also as the father of us all. The father who loves all his children and all his creation. It is this loving father who by his example of his sharing his life with us through Jesus expects us to do the same with all of his creation and especially with one another. Today we celebrate Father's Day, which is a reminder of the love which our fathers have given us. We are reminded that so often this love has demanded sacrifice on their part so that we may live and develop into the persons we are today. It is also a reminder that the sacrifice they made and the love which they have given us is not to be taken for granted. In return, we need to show them the love and respect which they deserve. In order to do this, our lives must then reflect the love given to us by extending that love and even sacrifice so that others may live. Therefore, today, we not only celebrate our fathers, but we look to renew our relationship with God, the Father of all creation. In doing this, hopefully, we will begin to heal the wounds which we have created with each other and the very life of this creation which we share. Then we may join And then only may we join then the psalmist's joy. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Amen. Let us state who we are.